Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games. You don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shush. No makeup on, that's my sugar.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The death toll after catastrophic flooding in central Texas has risen to at least 24, say officials. Nearly as many are said to be missing, many of them young girls who were camping. Governor Greg Abbott offering every resource that the state has to assist in rescue efforts.
Every tool, strategy, personnel that the state of Texas can provide to them, which will be limitless. We'll put in everything we have in the entire state.
In Utah, a fireworks show canceled after an accidental detonation. Multiple people, including a firefighter, hurt. None of the injuries were life-threatening. Human remains found at the site of an explosion at a Northern California fireworks warehouse. That from county officials. Seven people had been unaccounted for in the massive fire in Esparto. At the White House 4th of July celebration on the White House lawn, President Trump addressing military families, members of Congress, his cabinet, and special guests before signing his massive tax and spend bill. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Republicans did not get all they wanted in the state budget, something Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says reflects compromise.
I think there were a lot of wins in a way that allowed us to have our principles, but also get Governor Evers some of the things that he was important to.
Governor Tony Evers signed the budget at 1:30 Thursday morning. Wisconsin residents accused of being part of a multi-million dollar interstate car theft ring have been federally charged. The U.S. Attorney's Office says from 2019 to early 2024, 23 people from six states named in the indictment were involved in the theft of more than 175 high-end vehicles. A former Kenosha teacher accused of grooming a student is heading to jail. 30-year-old Christian Enright sentenced to more than a year in jail. Prosecutors say Enright sent multiple Snapchat messages to a 14-year-old student, some with sexual implications. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms today, a high near 87. Southwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, a low around 68. Partly sunny Sunday, highs in the low 80s. Mostly sunny, 82 on Monday, 86 on Tuesday. For the best barbecue all summer long, get Grandpa's barbecue sauce at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 73 at our studios.
Wonder why you haven't before. If you are confused, check with the branches of trees, the trees would be falling. Listen to reason, the season is calling. Stand in the place where you live.
Now face the storm.
Think about direction, wonder why you have it.
Now
stand in the place where you were.
Now face the storm.
Think about the place where you live, wonder why you have it. Would be falling. Listen to reason. Reason is calling. Your feet are going to be on the ground. Your head is there to move you around. So stand. Now face the storm.
Think about direction. Wonder why you have it.
Now stand. Now face the storm.
Think about the place where you.
Yeah. Non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s. A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Don't you know the kind of man I am? No, said I'd never fall in love again. But it's Maximum hits. 99.7. Max FM.
Like the deserts miss the rain. Something you love,
and you'll never work a day in your life.
Just ask your favorite DJ.
The best music in the world.
The best.
The best music.
My favorite station.
99.7 Max FM.
Celebrate freedom and big savings with Max FM Big Deals. Now through Sunday, take an extra 10% off everything in our store when you use the promo code America at checkout. From food and fellowship to fun in the sun, unbeatable prices are just a click away. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and use the promo code America at checkout. Through Sunday at Max FM Big Deals.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Marlins in Florida this afternoon. The crew winning last night 6-5, thanks to Jackson Chourio driving in Christian Yelich to score. Joey Ortiz with a two-run single to take the lead. Aaron Ashby out of the bullpen got the win, retiring all seven batters he faced. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Ashby was tremendous. The fact that he can face both lefties and righties. He gets himself beat when he doesn't field his position or doesn't hold runners or things like that. But he's... You know, he's got, we've seen it. When he's in the pen like this, his stuff is, you know, you saw it, 97, 99, and it just makes everything better. He's got the ability, and I think that's the best role for him right now in his career.
NBA, who will the Bucks replace Damian Lillard at the point guard position? ESPN reporting today, the Bucks have been in talks with Chris Paul. He's now 40 and a free agent after 1 year with the Spurs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms today, a high near 87. Southwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, a low around 68. Partly sunny Sunday, highs in the low 80s. Mostly sunny, 82 on Monday, 86 on Tuesday. For the best barbecue all summer long, get Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at GrandpasBBQShop.com. Currently, 72 degrees.
99.7
There's no stopping us now.
I actually get to hear different songs all day long.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Our young but getting old before our time. We'll leave the TV and the radio behind. Don't you wonder what we'll find stepping out tonight? You
Max FM.
PQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
This is 99.7 FM Barrowville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Catastrophic flooding in the Texas Hill Country is blamed for at least 24 deaths, and over 20 people are still missing. That number includes 23 girls attending a camp along the Guadalupe River. Taylor Franklin's son's attending a summer camp for boys nearby. He and his wife raced to the area.
We saw a video of a cabin that was floating, and you could see boys inside the cabin and flashlights. And we just dropped everything we were doing, threw clothes in a bag, and got in the truck and drove down here.
National Weather Service meteorologist says one river gauge saw a 22-foot rise in about 2 hours. Another holiday accident is seven people were hurt in Georgia when a boat exploded on Lake Lanier. The youngest was 5 years old. President Trump celebrated July 4th at the White House and met the deadline to sign his budget bill into law. That took place during a ceremony. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Republicans did not get all they wanted in the state budget, something Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says reflects compromise.
I think there were a lot of wins in a way that allowed us to have our principles, but also get Governor Evers some of the things that he was important to.
Governor Tony Evers signed the budget at 1:30 Thursday morning. Wisconsin residents accused of being part of a multi-million-dollar interstate